Yeah. Hello, 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 hello. Hello. Kikariki. Kikariki. The moment I wrote that I'm gonna do a Twitter space in 10 minutes, the second after that, I received news that we're not assuming at all, amusing at all. And I was like, well, that ruined my mood. But I promised the Twitter space. Wow, I don't even know what to say. I probably would be better off not saying anything, but I mean, in the end, you're gonna find out anyway. Let me put off my makeup. ツイッタースペースやるってツイートした瞬間、その後、すぐにかなり悲しめのニュースいただいて。No, no, no. The Laplace collab is going to happen. And I had a great day. Yeah, so my birthday life is not happening in summer and not happening in fall. So that's very cool. Which means I cannot promote my album through a 3D life. And I can also not use the opportunity to, make an MV with the motion capture. Yeah, cool. And I probably should just talk about something else so then I don't cry. We don't want to cry, do we? Well, yeah, let's talk about happy things. I just don't understand, but yeah, cool. Yeah, I was gonna talk to you guys about today. And I will, because I didn't want to forget it. Yeah, let's act as if nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. I'm happy and nothing is wrong. Positive thoughts, yeah. Somebody who I met today really showed me how to turn everything, even the worst things, into a positive thought. 今日会った人はね、どんだけ悪いことでもポジティブシンキング使えばいいことに捉える。 捉えることができるっていうのを教えてくれた。Was it okay? Wait, how the fuck do you... Wait, did she say it already? Did she write it on Twitter? Well, how else would you know? Oh my god, did she write it on Twitter? Is she tweeted? What did she say? Olgayu. Nekomata. Ah, shit. Nekomata. What the Nekomata Studio. No. She wrote. グラとキアラとデートした最高なに幸せな時間だった。僕は日本に住んでるはずなのに。ああ、that was 1 hour ago。キアラの方がしっかり者でほとんど道案内してくれてました。あれ ?She wrote, yeah, I had a date with Gura and Kiara. It was the most happy, time I've ever spent. And even though I live in Japan, Kiara was like so solid. I don't know. Shikari was just so prop. I don't know. Proper? No, not proper. But I don't know what's the word. Somebody who's got their shit together and showed me around everywhere. Yeah. I think that's a good translation. Somebody who's got reliable, dependable. そうですね。So, I mean, I want to talk about this on stream sometime too. I just want to get it out now. Yeah, I'm looking at the chat. You just write in the chat. Everybody, I have a YouTube chat open if you want to communicate with me. It's on my channel. I kind of wanted to do Gura a favor because I know she has issues with meeting people who she really wants to meet. I know she tried before to meet Okayu, and it didn't happen. It didn't work out. You weren't just third wheeling it for fun. No, originally it was supposed to be a double date. It was supposed to be a double date. So that in order for her to meet Okayu, I thought, how about we make a double date with Okakoro Sametori? And then today, unfortunately, Kone told us she wasn't able to come. I mean, it was like maybe she'll be late, but then, I was, it turned out she couldn't come at all. Yeah. But it was supposed to be double date. I'm so excited. And then it was just Okayu, who I met for the first time. And I mean, that was really exciting too. But I know that Okayu loves Gura and Gura loves Okayu, so yes, I mean I gladly, happily was the third wheel and translated for them. But I also wanted Gura to be able to go to a place she hasn't gone to yet and do something more sightseeing-ish. And the thing is, though, we only had like half a day because some things got into the schedule in like the first half for them. So originally we wanted to do like a whole Disney double date. The whole day, but since that didn't work out, I thought, okay, then I think we should do like some sightseeing, you know? Yeah, I'm a wing woman. I'm a wing woman. So I thought, where could we go that's good for half a day of, well, even less, of sightseeing, that she didn't go to yet? And then maybe I also didn't go 100 times through already. So I thought Asakusa. I went to Asakusa before. It was really nice. I think it's really nice for, typical sightseeing. And Kudasai, she didn't go there yet. So it was perfect. It was perfect. Asakusa. You guys know Asakusa has a big temple called Sensoji. そう、もともとね、オカコのサメ取りで、ディズニーデート行きたかったけど、それスケジュールの問題で行けなくなって、じゃあ半日だけかってなった時に、グラちゃんが行ったことない観光できる場所、思いついたのが浅草。いや、浅草、浅草。んで、結局、ねえ、おかよがグラちゃんが大好きじゃん。で、逆もそうじゃん。で、私のために、ね、コーネ呼びたかったんだけど、結局来れなくて。いや、How's the weather? It was really hot. Really, really hot. So, and then turns out, おかゆ先輩 never has been to Asakusa before, even though it's in Tokyo and it's like such a cool, important place. So I was the tour guide. I was like, what? You didn't go before? So I was taking the lead, yeah. I was showing them around. I was translating and showing them around. Yeah, we got a fortune. And that was funny because I got the biggest luck. Yeah, I got Daikichi. Kiara Omikuji Daikichi deshita. And then, Okayu got mid luck. Okayu senpai ga, sue kichi? Nanka, futsu no kichi? De, what do you think Gura got? What do you think Gura got? Gura got kyo. AKA bad luck. The lowest. Yeah. At least this temple, usually there's bad luck and then there's bad luck. Kyo and I think Daikyo or something like that. This shrine or temple is nice because they only have one bad option. When she gets bad luck and Okayo immediately tries to cheer her up because she says, oh my god, I don't know if she's just saying it because it was Gura, but she was so hard trying to cheer her up. She's saying, oh, 大丈夫だ。今日は一番当たり。だって一番少なくて一番確率が低いから出るのが確率低いから当たりだよ。当たりだよ。珍しいよ。レアだよ。She's saying, they put in the least amount of bad luck. So the chances of getting it are so low. It's a really rare thing to get. So actually, you won by getting this. 優しい。And I was like, well, that's a reach. That's a reach, but That's so sweet. That wasn't even the only time where she used that logic. There was another time where she did that. I already forgot what it was. Maybe I'll remember. But she's very, very positive thinking. Yeah, and then I taught Gura what to do with the bad luck strip and showed her how to tie it around the there's like this rack where you have to tie it on, only if you have bad luck. And then even then Okayo was like, no, you should keep it because it's so rare. Maybe you shouldn't tie it. No. You should tie it. You have to get rid of it, and that way you get a chance at not being that unlucky after all. Oh yeah. Guda was comparing. We were walking through Asakusa, that area that's close to Sensoji Temple, which kind of has this like festival vibe going on, like. You know, like in the Minecraft festival that we had, the summer festival, and she was like, "Oh, this gives me Minecraft feels because that's the only time where I ever saw something like this before." Minecraft comparisons, but I mean, she's right. Yeah. If that's the only place you ever saw something like that before, then I can see the why you would compare it. Okayu also invited us for basically every food, except I paid for like an ice cream for myself. But she paid for like there was like this crepe place that had really special Japanese traditional flavor crepes, like matcha and anko butter. Okayo-senpai got anko butter. And Gura got like this fancy looking matcha crepe. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm daijoubu. I don't need anything. And then later for dinner, she also paid. And then after dinner, we even went to karaoke. Us three, we went to karaoke. Yeah. And crepes again. What do you mean again? Oh, because we talked about it yesterday? Yeah, but. It was Gura's first time eating a crepe, and I immediately noticed because I was watching her eat while I was just drinking my drink, and I'm like, Gura, the way you eat your crepe is very shoshinja amateurish. Tabekata ga shoshinja bokute Gura-chan no crepe no tabekata. Moshikashitara hajimete tabeteru? I was asking her, is that your first crepe? Your first like Japanese style crepe, because they roll it up and serve it to you like ice cream. And she said yes. It was very, very, very obvious. She was a crepe noob. Yeah. She, but it's kind of difficult to eat because like, Okayu had like a crunchy type of crepe, and Gura had a really, really soft one. That I feel like if you try to pull it out of the paper that it's rolled up in to get to the lower part, once you're done biting off everything above the paper, then you would probably tear it apart and get all your hands full of the cream that's inside of the crepe. Yeah. Anyway, that's like difficult. Difficult, so I understand. She was trying her best. Gura is listening. How do you know? Oh, is she in the space? Hi, goobity ba. I mean, you could come to my room too. I mean, I'm half naked. I'm just in a robe that apparently there's no belt for. Well, I could put on more clothes, you know. Now this space won't be so long anyway. But yeah. Hi, goobity ba. Since when is she here? Did she just join? Gura, I already told like half of the story. Half of it. I'm just speeding through it, and I'll tell it in detail maybe eventually. Eventually. Yeah, but I'm just glad I could show her a new place, and apparently I showed it to Okayu too. Both of them. Never been there before. Yatta. 3 hours space, no, for real. I have to sleep. I have to try to sleep early. More or less. Because there's always a chance that I will not be able to sleep. So the more time I give myself, the better. How good I felt about meeting Ogayu. You gotta ask Gura. I don't know what's in her heart, but I'm sure she was very nervous. Yeah. Wah! Okayu was like so chill though, and so sweet. I tried my best to be helpful in like having them have a conversation with each other and and getting to know each other. She dropped her spaghetti. I don't think she dropped her spaghetti at all. And Okayu was obviously very mesmerized by her. That was the thing good. I was mesmerized by Okayu. It's a very interesting thing to witness. Those two that have been talking about each other forever. Mesmerized, yeah. Starstruck? I don't know if you could call it starstruck. Is it starstruck? Maybe Gura towards Okayu, but Okayu towards Gura is more like a she adores her, I guess. Yeah. In karaoke, we sang so many songs. I sang like a lot of Paramore and Avril Lavigne and some Vocaloid songs and some idol songs, but when I was singing the Paramore style songs, Gura said it really suits my voice. I was so happy. And Okayu also, she was like, "Oh, I didn't know you could sing so well." Okayu praised my singing. Okayu sang also a big variety. She sang Kawaii Kite Gomenne, and she sang an idol song, and then Gura sang an idol song right after her. Whoa, actually, well, I asked her, did you ever sing that in a karaoke stream? I don't think you did. And she didn't. She sang the one that goes like, Hanpa nara kewa, wa wa shitai nara dozo. I bet you guys want to hear Gura sing that. And she's saying, "Catch you, catch me, catch me, catch me, one time." And I feel like Okayu was doing this on purpose. In the beginning, her first song choices were, da 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 da. And she was like, "You sang it in your birthday life, right?" But Okayu was wanting that, and she was trying, I guess, to maybe make Gura happy by singing the songs she sang before. Then she also sang Megu Megu Fire and Ura's Night. Da 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 da. Yeah, the bunny girl senpai, Fukashigi no Karute. Okayu senpai ga Gura-chan no tame ni utatteta. To Megu Megu Fire mo. I sang. That really old, beautiful Vocaloid song from Supercell, and I sang Blackrock Shooter, and I sang Crash Crash Crash, and I sang My Happy Ending, and I sang Matsura Aya 100回の Kiss, and I sang what else? I don't know. Ah, one song we sang all together was World Is Mine, because I was like, let's sing a song together. What could we sing? We all seem to know Vocaloid pretty well. So we sang World Is Mine, but we only had two microphones. So, and Gura and Okayu were sitting together across me on the other side. So they were sharing. I was like, sing together into the microphone at the chorus. But besides that, we were just doing like a relay and pointing at each other to like show, oh, it's your turn now. Oh no, sharing a mic, right? Oh, Gura sang a Maroon 5 song that I was vibing to. Dun 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 dun. Wow, wow. Yeah, this love. I love that classic. Yeah. I sang Pretender. Yeah. I think, oh, Gura's gone. Now we can talk shit about her. Just kidding. Reese buffs, Reese buffs. No, not Reese buffs. Wait, what is I gonna say? Oh, she's writing to me on Discord. Nani. Probably that's when she tapped out of the space. Oh, she's gonna sleep. You're welcome, goobity bum. You soon. Good night. She's gonna sleep, she's tired. Beat 'em up. Oh, and for dinner, we stood in line for an hour. Over an hour even, probably. Because we just we saw this place. First I was like, I was trying to think of something that Gura hasn't eaten before in Japan. And one thing that came up was tonkatsu, my favorite food. And she didn't eat it before. I was like, what? I have to get you to eat tonkatsu. So that was the plan. But then we kind of walked so far away from the place where we originally wanted to go to, that what we saw was instead a gyukatsu place. There's tonkatsu and then there's gyukatsu. Tonkatsu is with pork and gyukatsu is with beef. And I actually never had gyukatsu before. And there's like in front of the Sensoji, there's this like at the corner of the street, there's this gyukatsu place, a really freaking tiny restaurant that has really good reviews and is very popular, partially I would say because of the location. But it was also really good. And the special thing about gyukatsu is that I didn't even notice. You grill it. They serve it to you basically raw, but it has a breading and it's like really, really red. It's like basically raw. And then they give you like a tiny grill. Almost like yakiniku, but the grill, it's not the same as yakiniku, but it's like a tiny grill, you know? And then you grill it to whatever like level you want it to be grilled. And you don't do that with tonkatsu, you only do that with gyukatsu. Yeah. The little lamp, yeah. Chitsu hajimete gyukatsu tabeta kyo. Motomoto tonkatsu taberu yotei datta kedo, mise hanare sugichatte. Gyu katsu no mise gyaku ni atta kara itta. Yeah. So we were grilling, which was kind of nice, kind of fun. Grilling our gyu katsu and having a conversation. And I was fascinated by the fact that Okayu is really into baseball. And then when I was translating that to Gura, Gura starts asking all kinds of questions. I'm like, do you know a thing or two about baseball? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, you two are made for each other. Wow. So I kept on translating like these baseball things between them. They were telling each other like their favorite player and their favorite team. I had no idea Gura knew a few things about baseball. Yeah, and currently it's like the most favorite thing to watch for Okayu. So they had something to talk about there. I don't know shit about baseball. I felt so many times. I'll be honest with you because this was supposed to be a double date. So many times I felt like a third wheel, but as long as Gura and Okayu were happy, I guess it was for the greater good. Oh man. I even taught Okayu the meaning of third wheel. What was I saying? Oh yeah, gyukatsu. Yeah. We waited 1 hour to get in there. Because it's so tiny. But it was good. It was good. It was comfy. And we could choose between, I think the smallest serving, I got that one, was 130 gram of meat. And then you get rice and salad and the soup and everything. And then there's two more sizes, like the middle and the most. Gura got the middle and Okayu got the most. And at the end, Gura was struggling, so I ate one of her last pieces, even though I was also like really full. Sure, Gura and Okayu were grateful to have such a capable friend alongside them. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they were. But the whole day I was still hoping that Corona would come, like, afterwards at some point and join us later on. Oh, yeah. Oh well. So they had crabs, I had some ice cream. We bought, like, we got Gura to buy some souvenir from Asakusa, and I bought some souvenir spices, yuzu kosho, or yuzu shio and shijimi, like seven spices and a yuzu salt. And I thought, I think I'll probably give the seven spices to my mom because it's spicy, and then the yuzu salt I might keep it for myself because that's interesting. 自分のために柚子塩を使おうかなと思って買った。Oh, and we, when in the very beginning we found like a big gacha store, you know, gachapon, the gacha machines. So we were in there for like half an hour, turning all the gacha. I got something for a certain someone who I'm meeting tomorrow. And something for myself, I guess. And then Gura and Okayu. Well, first Gura was trying to get something out of a certain machine, and I think then Okayu wanted to get matching. And then I'm so sorry, but then I was like, okay, sorry. I also want matching. I also want magic, so I got something from the same machine. But then the whole time, they both had really nice nails, and the whole time they gave me all their gacha balls for me to open them because there was tape on them, and you had to push them and twist them to open it up. It was really difficult to open if you had fancy nails, I guess. I was opening everybody's gacha balls while trying to juggle my own gacha balls. I was like a mom the whole day. Oh man. Hi, welcome, welcome. So much gacha. So, ずっと二人のガチャのボール、私、開けてた。二人開けられなかった。テープ、剥がして、開けてあげたの。Gacha opener. I'm like a bottle opener, but for gacha balls. Was a really interesting day. Oh man. I don't even know. Cupid of Vienne. Oh. Yeah. Completely committing to the third real world. Yeah, the moment. I knew this was how it's gonna be when I heard Corona is not coming. I knew it exactly. It's okay, it's okay. I'm doing all of this for Gouda anyway. The only reason why I set up this meeting was for Gouda to meet Okayu. Yeah. I just thought it would be nice to make it into a double date. And the only reason why I chose Asakusa was for Gouda. The only reason why I chose that food was for Gura. Do it for her. I wouldn't mind, like, you know, joining any of her other dates either. If she has a date with somebody else, I told her, I'm in, just call me. If you want to do something and you're not sure about communication, call me. If you want to go somewhere special, and you feel like you can't do anything alone, call me. Yo.
I'll babysit you. They both called me mommy today, especially Okayu-senpai called me mommy today. I was apparently such a mom today. Yeah. Mom, Cupid, whatever. I am very confused. Speed dial me. Yeah, speed dial me. So, and then besides that, just quick update. Have you guys seen the two announcements that I told and didn't tell you how many it would be, but you saw two announcements today, didn't you? I am in a voice drama. Mainly Japanese. 今日発表されたこと2つあります。私が関係してることを。With Ame and some Japanese members, I am in a voice drama that you can already download. It's already available. It was announced and it's immediately available as far as I can tell. There was a little trailer on the official channel as well. It's really cute. Yeah, it's very cute. どれぐらいの長さ？いや、短いと思うよ。でも値段もそんなに高くないと思う。あれ、日本語です。ちなみに、主に。You haven't seen it yet. Good morning. You missed two big announcements. Yeah. So the voice drama where Ame is part of it. Yeah. It's like a voice pack, but a collaboration voice pack. But I would say it's on the short side. I don't know. Yeah. But it's a cute thing. Ow, 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 cramp in my foot. Ame spoke like English and Nihongo both. And then Holo Summer. Yeah, the other thing was Holo Summer, which was just announced 2.5 hours ago, I guess. Ow, 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 ow. Did you see the trailer? I was in the trailer. Yeah, there's like. Did you hear the song? Did you hear something? I didn't watch the. Tr I mean, I did watch the trailer when before it came out, so my memory is fading away. Yeah, I. Th that's. Okay, so this is. You saw Good Eye in there, right? And you saw me? Us two are the EN members in there. So. You know, that's a reason why I've been very excited for a while about doing more and more and more with Gura, because I knew that, you know, we would be in Japan and together doing stuff, you know, working on stuff together. Yeah, it was EOV and Muna for ID. Well, there was a song in the trailer, right? Eh? Chotto matte. Let me look at the trailer again. Chotto matte. You guys are like that? It was so. Now you're making me feel unsure. Yeah, there's something there. Do you hear that? The melody. Oh. It's an instrumental. Are you was that too loud? Let me. I wanna. How much? The verse. It's like Japanese members. Ooh. Going to the airport. This trailer is on YouTube though, right? Yeah, they're at the airport. Fubuki is about to throw up on the airplane. Whole Life's Summer 2023! And then there's the overseas members at the end of the trailer, which is 2EN 2ID. And if you click the link, it leads you to, in 45 hours, a live stream with those exact members who are in the trailer. And yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Crusty, sorry. Okay, sorry. It's over. It's over. But yeah, I knew about this for a while, and I was looking forward to it so much. I knew that I was gonna get to see Gouda again here for this stream, for example, and I was really excited. Yeah, I know Kanata, unfortunately, is not doing so well, so she won't be in the stream. But besides that, all the other members will be there, and it will be 3D, so. It's so exciting. Why didn't she say there's a space? I it on Twitter. Samidori. Yeah, and when I got the invitation to be part of this with Gouda, alongside Gouda, that was at a time where, I think it was after our 3D debuts. So it was at a time where I was already very close, getting closer and closer to Gouda. So I was like, whoa, okay, cool. We can do more stuff together. So, and we can be in Japan together. So, I got so excited. I was waiting for so long to tell you guys about it. Yeah, so please watch that stream. That's the thing I've been talking about that you will all enjoy on Saturday. A stream where I'll be part of, not on my channel, but you'll all enjoy it. Yeah, please watch it. It's a very, very fun free stream. But I'm curious, 'cause Muna and Gouda can't really speak Japanese. I think Yuffie will be able to support Muna, so will I hope it's subbed? It's live. It can't be subbed. It's live. But I'm like, I don't know if I can really translate for Gouda much because it's a live stream, and if I translate in her ear like blah 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 blah, blah, then the stream they will hear it, and it will be like gocha gocha, the voices overlapping, Japanese members are speaking. They can't always take a break for me to translate something for Gouda. But we'll have a rehearsal and stuff, so I think Gouda will be able to understand a rough outline of what we'll be doing and all that. She'll understand what will be going on in the stream because we'll do a rehearsal. And yeah, besides that, I think the only thing that might be difficult for her to do is banter with the Japanese members. I but I think you can do banter with your body. Yeah. Tomorrow I have some work to do before doing the stream of Laplace. So tomorrow I'm quite busy. But I'll see you at the off collab with Laplace that I'm also quite nervous about. It'll be our first time meeting. 明日はラプラスとのオフクラブの前にも仕事があって、ちょっと忙しいし緊張するんだけど。And then on Saturday, I'll be, doing that stream. And it takes a lot of preparation. There's so many members participating. So it's not just the time during that stream. No, there's a lot of preparation. Even if I do stuff like this just alone, they already, for my 3D debut, they also needed me to be in 3 hours early or so. So with so many members, of course, it's gonna be a whole day. Yeah. But the members who are participating in that stream, I've met all of them before, in theory. I mean, I haven't talked much to Suisei and Sora Senpai. I met them once for a really short, brief moment. When I first lived in Japan. Yeah. And I just joined Whole Life. But since then, I haven't met them. So, yeah, that was only for like, I talked to them for 30 seconds or something. So it's like almost like we haven't met. We talked like, yeah, in Holo Talk. But like, in person is a little bit different. Yeah. But, you know, Iofi, Muna, I get along with very well. Since I met them before, and with Guda I get along very well, so I'm excited for it. Yeah. Also, Muna, Muna just language difficulties. She wrote to me. She told me where what room she's staying in, and she wrote to me. I quote. Feel free to come, especially at night. Especially, she wants me to come see her in her room, especially at night. I wrote back like, wow, Muna. Wow, that sounds very sensual. Thank you for that invitation. やばい、ムナちゃんがね、私と同じく公式番組に出るから、来日してますけども、ホテルの部屋番号を言われて、よかったら、特に夜には会いに来てくれ、って言われた。あれ？響きが、You should take her up on it. No, I'm going to sleep afterwards. I'm going to sleep. Yeah. So, I'll go soon. Probably. Yeah. My, oh, she's a coward. Excuse me. Excuse me. My loss? She didn't mean it like that anyway. She just phrased it. I'm not muted. Hello? We back? We back? Okay. Now I was saying I'm gonna be gone soon. I'm gonna be going to bed soon. And, that Muna didn't mean it that way anyway. Lena wallet. Oh, I met Ollie, so I gave it to Ollie. I met Ollie today. Oh, and I was like chilling where Ollie was because Gura was there. I was waiting for Gura to get her stuff done, and then, you know, Gura needed some more time, so I told Okayu-senpai, like, sorry, we're gonna be late. And Okayu-senpai was like, ah, I'm already on my way. Can I come to you guys? Instead of, you know, meeting at the originally decided place. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm just like waiting for Gura while chilling with Ollie. And then I told Ollie, hey, Okayu's coming. And then Ollie lost her shit. Ollie was so excited. Yeah. And Ollie was so happy that she had one more souvenir that she could give to Okayu, even though it wasn't even planned that they were gonna meet. Oh, and I saw Marin-senpai today too. She was very, very cute again. Very cute. She I was wearing a crop top and jeans. And there was some space between my crop top and my jeans, and she kept on touching that space where my skin was showing, you know, in my waist. She was touching, touching, touching. Ahoy! Ahoy! She was so cute. No, the side of my waist where, you know, it goes in. The part where it's the most inside, on the side. The what? I can't explain. Ahoy, tummy. No, not the tummy. The waist. Irresistible gap. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, and then I put on my sunglasses. And Okayu said I look like a celebrity. I'm a celebrity, yo. Well, I am. Yeah. Anyway, Ollie was very excited to meet Okayo, and she she was simping so hard, and she was like, asking me in English while we were in front of Okayo, because Okayo was signing something for Ollie. She was asking me, "Oh, do you think it's okay if I ask Okayo-senpai to step on me?" And I'm like, no, Ollie, no. And her manager also is like, no, no. But then Okayu was like, what's going on? And I said, she's asking for something very, very simpy, desperate. She wants to be stepped on. And then Okayu is also like, no. Very, like, in a friendly, nice way. She turns it down. And I'm like, see, Ollie, but you know what? I'll step on you. I'll step on you. And immediately she gets down. And I stepped on her butt. And then she was happy. Better luck next time, Ollie. Yeah, I don't know if my stepping on is worth as much as Okayu's stepping on. Probably not. Probably not. But it will have to do. Yeah. Anyway, I will now go to bed and be very nervous about tomorrow. I have some stuff going on tomorrow. I hope it goes well. I'm very nervous. And I'm still upset about the other things. Very upset. Yeah. So, I'm gonna go back to being sad, but thanks for the fun chit chat. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank you. I will update this. Not now. I don't want to make a thumbnail of me. I probably should, but I don't want to. I'll probably get up too early anyway because I can't sleep. So, yeah. I'll do it when I wake up. Yeah. But guys, check out the trailer. Check out the voice pack if you want. And I'll see you tomorrow and on Saturday for some exciting streams. Thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Bye bye. お疲れ様でした。寝ないといけないな。バイバーイ。